The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wake up, up, up.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Wake up, up, up.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got me out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Very special day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and all over this land. I hope that people are aware of the fact that today, Don, Super Don, it's the Bill of Rights Day.
The Bill O'Reilly Day?
No. The Bill of Rights Day. This is the day where Americans gather together and thank their lucky stars that their government has granted them rights.
Yes. Well, at least, at one point it seemed that way, right?
Well, no, I think that's the way most Americans believe. We're going to have to talk to Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center about that and more, because no, you do not get your rights from government. That just drives me crazy. I have to repeat that all the time, but I will do so until everybody gets it.
That's what we do.
Yep, yep. Well, last night I had a great time with Michael Bolden. I invited him on today. I co-hosted the 10th Amendment Center's weekly radio show. What am I, a Wascally Wabbit today? and we had Dr. Nick Gonzalez on. How cool was that?
Excellent. Always good to have him on.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that and more. And as well, we're going to get to some energy healing. Rife frequency, gift for the holidays. You're not sure what you want to do. Give a gift that after the collapse will give you an ability to actually help people to get well. You'll have a valuable tool in your community if you had a Rife frequency generator. So I want to talk with Judy Irwin. I've invited her back next hour as well. So we've got a lot of cool stuff to do today. But hey, right now, if we talk Bill of Rights Day, how about where does the FDA fit into the Bill of Rights? Is there anything on the FDA? Do they have a right to do something?
No, I don't think that's in the Bill of Rights. Last time I looked, I didn't see anything about the FDA.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of things definitely not in the Constitution that now exist, even though there's no basis for them. Interesting story. This is being covered by Fierce Pharma. They have some interesting stories. Sometimes they don't get picked up by the regular media. This is kind of linking through. But a Harvard professor, FDA should be independent after Plan B debacle. Now, what is this Plan B debacle? I mean, Plan A didn't work, Plan B does. And they're talking about unintended pregnancies, are they not? Or they don't even know if they're pregnant. We're talking about morning after pill, aren't we? RU 486?
Correct, yes.
I don't mean to step into the controversial territory of abortion again. We've been covering that. I guess we're really willing to go where...
That's always a tough one to try and get into, because it's one of those debates where there really isn't a winner.
Yeah.
You know, people's differing views on abortion really are based on core beliefs that you're not going to be able to change in that debate.
No, but I'm finding myself less and less tolerant for the pro-abortion crowd, because it's like their whole life depends on their ability to terminate a pregnancy. Nothing else matters to them. I mean, that's the ultimate single-issue voter. Well, you could be thrown in the gulag tomorrow because the Obama administration, along with a lot of Republicans, says, hey, your Fifth Amendment doesn't mean anything, the Defense Authorization Act. Well, as long as I still have the right to terminate a pregnancy. I'm like, come on, really?
I mean, yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it?
I mean, even if Ron Paul were to become president, and it's looking more and more likely with the tanking of the economy and everything else, he can't outlaw it tomorrow. It would be taking an act of Congress, for instance, to overturn Roe v. Wade, basically to take it out of the federal courts. But as he said, look, it's a purview of the states. It's not even in the federal constitution, and allow the states to determine it. And you know, and I've covered this recently. We've really tread in dangerous territory. But we've talked about it. Liam and I have gone into territory you're not supposed to cover about this issue. And indeed, you know, we came to the conclusion that there are going to be some states that will always allow it to be legal, and there will be some states that will say, nope, not in my state. But then you can just move if you disagree with the policy, you know, or right. Deal with it on a local level. But this article, interestingly enough, the Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, she has decided to overrule the FDA on access to the so-called Plan B female contraceptive. The RU486.
Did you say fornicate?
Did I say RU486?
Are you fornicate?
Yeah, I guess if you're not sure what just happened.
What an ironic slip there.
I don't know where that came from, Don. I can't.
Anyway. Yes, she overruled the ability to get the morning after pill as an over-the-counter medicine from your pharmacy.
Right, over-the-counter. So basically she's saying, I want to relegate it to a prescription drug category. And she has her reasons for that. But the statement here is really bizarre that I was reading from this. It has prompted a new call for the FDA to become an independent agency. So some people want it to be independent, taking some of the politics out of key decisions on drugs and giving the agency, listen to this, the same kind of status as the Fed.
Yeah. Now, I got to tell you, Robert, when I saw this, I was thinking, for, you know, anytime I see a story having anything to do with the FDA, it jumps out at me.
Yeah.
Because we are very critical of the FDA, and for good reason. When I saw this headline, it was a double whammy because it had FDA and Fed in it. And so it was one of those things where you kind of look at it and you go, I really want to be mad at the FDA, but we're talking about the Fed too. And, you know, the crazy thing in this article, this Harvard professor is saying
Say it right.
Oh, I'm saying Harvard professor. Yes, there you go. Yes, have to pull out my John Kerry impression. So, Genghis Khan. And so the statement in this article is that in this justification, this is going to blow your mind. At an independent FDA, the president wouldn't have the authority to second guess the agency's ruling on a drug.
Okay.
Just like he can't overrule the Fed's decisions about interest rates.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to make of this. This is
So really, do we want the FDA to have the type of executive level power that the Fed has? Let's take a look at the Fed's track history.
Yes.
And look at what the Fed has been able to do without those checks and balances.
Look, destroy the money supply. I mean,
absolutely.
Destroy the integrity of the money. And, of course, to destroy the dogs as well. I hear the dogs are – when we mention the Fed, Don, the dog in the studio doesn't like that. We got to be quiet when we mention the Fed.
I got to quit letting the dogs in here. But
well, you're like Michael Savage with the dog in the studio.
I do, yes. Here's Teddy. He's going to be on the show. But, when I saw this, I was thinking, wow. Is there anybody out there that's a fan of the Fed anymore? I mean, especially now in an election year when fortunately, thank goodness for Ron Paul, he's been able to bring to light what's going on with the Fed and shed some light on what's going on there. Ben Bernanke. Who likes Ben Bernanke anymore? You can't like the guy because he's a crook.
By the way, if you have any extra Federal Reserve notes tomorrow, send them to the Ron Paul campaign because – it is time to break the record that was set in 2007 at the Boston Tea Party anniversary there when he was running for president last cycle. And he got $6.4 million. I think it's time to just show everybody that his support has only grown. And I'm going to contribute. I'm just going to say it right now. Whatever little I have extra, I'm going to say, I'm going to throw that away because it's time. He's gaining, and he's really upsetting the status quo, which is a good thing. Now, in terms of...
That was a record, too. I mean, yeah. $6 million in one day, and we're not talking about contributions from corporations. Yep. Or anything like that. These were individual corporations from the grassroots.
And that was 4 years ago. Now, it's interesting. We'll watch this tomorrow. We won't be able to get totals. We'll be off the air by the time that's done. But there's a lot of interesting things that are happening there, and we'll get to that. And, in fact, there's some good interviews that we may have some time to air some audio clips on Ron Paul being interviewed by Wolf Blitzer on CNN. Fascinating. Now, this decision, you know, to overrule, you're talking about independence. Look, a non-independent FDA has already done disastrous things. I mean, it's bad enough. When you say, do we want an FDA to blah, 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 just stop it. Do we want an FDA? No. We don't want an FDA to become independent.
Let's get to the root of the problem, right?
Yeah. If they had no power, if they were sort of an advisory board and they said, we approve this, we don't, but they don't have the force of law, okay, whoop-de-doo. Then you can decide whether you believe what they're saying or not. But right now, people believe in the FDA, and yet 106,000 to 225,000 to 784,000 Americans are dying every year because they believe the FDA is trying to protect them. That already is a disaster. You want to go independent if they have the same authority like the Fed does to just create stuff out of thin air and destroy the value of what the Fed does with the dollar. They destroy the value of life. So,
well, and Robert, you know, the bottom line for me on this is that the FDA gets away with a whole heck of a lot. We do our best to try and point these things out and catch them when they're in the act of doing these things when we can. But at least there's enough transparency there that we have the ability quite often to be able to see through and see what the FDA is up to.
Yeah.
You give the FDA the secrecy of the Fed, they could do whatever they want to.
Yeah.
And there would be nothing that we could do about it because they would not be a government agency. Because at least as much as we rail against government, at least there is some recourse. We do have some ability, even though it has been constrained and limited over time. We do have some ability to try and affect some change on what the FDA does. The Fed, we don't know what's going on. If you look at what we're finding out now about the Fed, about the billions of dollars that went to to foreign banks and secret loans and you know the cause really of a huge part of the recession and the economy, the state of the economy as it is right now, we cannot let the Fed have this type of power and this type of secrecy.
You're right. With the power the FDA already has, they're doing their level best to destroy what's left of a viable economy here by targeting health food stores, targeting family farms, small family farms. So we've been interviewed some over the years here. And, of course, the Amish farmers, those that provide raw milk for their communities. And, you know, this to me, if you make them independent with the same amount of power, forget it. All bets are off. Turn out the lights. The USA party is over. But it's not over. It's just begun because the Robert Scott Bell Show is on and Super Don's in the house. And we have a wonderful opportunity to bring back to the Robert Scott Bell Show next segment or two, Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. So we have a lot of healing to do. This is going to be awesome.
Good guy, good organization, and we've been working with them for quite a while now.
Yep.
And you know, if people haven't seen the speeches that you gave at the Nullify Now events, those are definitely good. Those were put on by the 10th Amendment Center.
Yep, and they're available on YouTube.
They're doing a lot of good work, and I'll tell you what, the concept of nullification, it's becoming more and more known. Mm-hmm. You're hearing politicians bring it up.
Yeah,
you know, the concept of nullification. I can't remember who it was, but just recently there was someone that was, I think they were on Fox, that was talking about nullification. You hear Judge Napolitano talk about it all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's something that they've been able to go around and educate people that, you know, guess what? There is a 10th Amendment. It still exists in the Constitution, and the states do have the right to nullify a law passed down by the federal government if the state determines that it's unconstitutional.
Right. So when we come back from this break, we're going to talk more about nullification, the power you have. It's amazing. And we're going to reveal that next. In the meantime, 866-939-BELL. If you have a question or comment, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com, NaturalNewsRadio.com. Also, a shout-out to PrepperPodcast.com, who pick up the show as well. Coming right back, say thanks to sponsors.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Last night I had the great honor and privilege to co-host the 10th Amendment Center's weekly radio show, TRX they call it. They're so cool. I'm not cool like them. Michael Bolden is back. He's the head of the 10th Amendment Center, and I feel cooler every time I'm around him. Michael, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, with you being RSB, we figured we had to come up with three letters somehow to as a brand. I mean, it was awesome having you on the show last night. We had Dr. Nick Gonzalez. I really appreciate you introducing to us, talking about how centralized power has actually been bad for the health of individuals, how the Soviet state had a really early death rate for people when they had this managed health and food system. And this is a great example for us today that really we need decentralization and localism in our choices, whether it's for nutritional supplements, for food choices, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. Nick brought up something that I thought was also fascinating because we wanted to talk a little bit about Dr. Brzezinski, FDA attacks on natural doctors or doctors that are doing natural things, cancer therapies, etc. And we did that. But when he brought up the fact that, you know, historically accurate, that these communist socialist regimes, the first thing they want to do is get control of the medicine and the food because it impacts the ability of the people to let's say, rebel or be strong and vital enough to start questioning things. I mean, that was a chilling thing because we're going through that right now and have been for quite some time here in the United States.
Right. And I know you covered this recently, but I was really excited to see that there's just more and more people who are saying, you know, we're sick of this. We don't want this kind of thing going on. We don't want one small bureaucracy of unelected, unaccountable, politically connected dudes telling us what we can eat, what we can drink, how we can medicate, what kind of supplements we can have, what kind of milk we can have. And there's a sheriff, the sheriff out in Indiana who said, FDA, get out of here. Mm-hmm. There's the Highland, Utah, the city that's joining the growing, you know, town level resistance of passing food freedom ordinances. There's really exciting things happening in this very, I guess they call them dangerous times.
Yeah. Yeah. What's dangerous, of course, is that the federal government believes that it has authority over our bodies, what we eat, what we drink. And I guess the dangerous thing is that we're waking up to say, oh my gosh, they really don't. We've just kind of gone to sleep on the job and defending liberty.
Yeah. Well, I think, I hate to use the word we so broadly, because I think there's so many of we who are actually not asleep at the wheel. And yeah. It's really our duty, like people like Judge Napolitano and so many others saying, our duty to stand up and lead. And that's why, you know, I'm proud to have you as a friend, Robert. I'm really excited for the opportunity last night to have gotten a chance to talk with and learn more from Dr. Gonzalez. There's really good people out there that are standing up and saying, you know what, I'm not just going to, you know, have a normal day-to-day life, watch the game, go to the mall and come home. I have to do something. It's my duty to do something, to spread the truth, to stand up, say no, to run milk across state lines and drink it and give it to my kids and tell the FDA, screw you. I mean, this is important stuff for people to have backbone about.
Oh, it is. And each victory, and we're talking about victories where the loser doesn't die per se, although if we talk about a federal bureaucracy dying, we don't have a problem with that, because we really do promote life, a genuine culture of life, not one that's just politically expedient here. The ability to care for our health and have access to the things that Dr. Nick Gonzalez does, Brzezinski and others do, whether someone is licensed or not. And of course, that brings up the other issue of licensure and monopoly in so many fields, including and especially the health and food fields. And this is a story, I'm just throwing this at you, I know it's just out of the blue here, but you're in California. There's a story here out of the Contra Costa Times by Sandy Kleffman. She says, health insurance premiums are rising faster than incomes for California families. Now, for dun, me, dun, that would dun, be dun. That would be a moment of duh, but so many people in California that don't have this understanding, they don't even know why these premiums are going up. They're going to blame Republicans, they'll blame evil corporations, and we would go to something more basic than that, government intervention and intrusion in the free market, basically driving up the costs along with the monopoly on money that the Federal Reserve has.
Yeah, and I just noticed this. I was at Whole Foods in Pasadena, California last weekend, like I do every week, and I have not bought eggs for a long, long time because I feel like I got a bit of an allergy to them. And I said, you know what, I'm just craving, maybe it was a protein thing going on, but I picked up some egg, and they were like $3.20 a dozen. The last time I bought them, and it can't be much more than a year ago, they were like $2.09, and I just said, oh, there's the Federal Reserve in action, because they're making our money worth less and less every day, and it's making, you know, just average products become too expensive to afford.
Yeah, and if you combine that with the monopoly status of medicine, for instance, this health insurance issue, are there insurance plans that genuinely cover homeopaths and herbalists and natural energy? You know, it's not part of the game. It's all about pharmaceuticalization of the medical or the health industry, which is now the medical industry or medical monopoly. So if you combine that with the ability to print, of course, which is inflation, and a monopoly system, it's disastrous. They're saying incomes went up 4%, but the premiums are soaring upwards of 46 to 52%.
Well, when you talk about having insurance cover natural doctors, my lovely girlfriend, Sarah, who you know, Robert, she has been seeing an ND, a naturopath, for quite a while. And when we first went there, and I have to get some clarification, but she told me, now she's only been practicing in California. She came from some other location. She's only been practicing in California for a short while. But she said there's actually laws that prevent the insurance companies from providing actual insurance plans that apply to NDs. And it seems like there's laws that block the sale of raw milk. There's laws that prevent certain cancer treatments. There's laws or regulations that prevent insurance applying to natural health. I don't know. I can't get into their heads. Is it that they just want us all to be sick and subservient, or is it really just a profit motive to help out their buddies? I can't tell.
Well, it's interesting, and one feeds into the other. That's the also the aspect, because there's a little of truth in all of that what you said. And if we talk about codes in insurance, it's all about insurance codes. Do you have the proper code? Remember last night when Dr. Nick was talking about they tried to get Dr. Brzezinski on insurance fraud, right? He was actually giving a natural therapy, and there wasn't a code for it, so he probably put chemotherapy, right? And so they said, oh, that's insurance fraud. He was absolved of the thing, and he wasn't convicted for that. They said, no, it wasn't. But the point is, the American Medical Association, a private industry trade group, owns about 97-98% of all the insurance codes. They actually own them. They have a monopoly on the codes. So reimbursement is only going to go to things which lobby the AMA, the pharmaceutical industry, the drug industry, so that it feeds into the monopoly. So it's a very insidious disease and disease care system.
When we talk about this Highland, the city of Highland in Utah, saying that they want to, they've just passed the ordinance saying, you know, these certain regulations aren't going to apply here. This is an important step, but it's really going to take more people kind of coalescing around this issue. And our friend Connor Boyack, who runs our Utah chapter of the 10th Amendment Center, they set up a project called UtahIntrastateCommerce.org. The idea behind it is if something is made, manufactured, sold, or grown in your state, then and sold in your state, then this is interstate commerce, and the federal government under the Interstate Commerce Clause, so that's intrastate commerce.
Right.
They under the Interstate Commerce Clause, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3 of the Constitution, they can't touch it. So this would allow the state to make their own choices on whether certain plants could be grown and used, I don't know, hemp, marijuana, things mm-hmm. like that, or certain health products could be done, or raw milk, or whatever it may be, basically anything. And if you can get a state standing up and saying no, and there's a candidate for governor there who said, you know, what's the only way that we can stop the federal government? This guy said, I think his name is Morgan Philpott or Philpott. He said, what's the governor of Utah? Am I going to have to get cuffed by federal agents for people to stand up and say no? It's going to take people like that
yes.
willing to say, get out of here. We can make our own choices. And if Utah makes dumb choices and blocks all kinds of bad, good things, then the state next door, Nevada, or us here in California, maybe we can learn from that and see the negative effects. But when you have this one-size-fits-all solution on everything like we do now, it's hard for people to learn because there's no experimentation amongst the states the way it's supposed to be.
Well, exactly. By the way, I have the link to the blog at the 10thAmendmentCenter.com on this particular bill in Utah, Highland, Utah bill. We covered it last night a little bit on the 10th Amendment radio. And by the way, if people missed it, because there's a big audience here at the Robert Scott Bell Show that I'd love for them to also plug into the 10th Amendment Center and your weekly Wednesday shows, and you have great co-hosts and great guests. How will they connect to that as well?
It's radio.10thAmendmentCenter.com. And before I keep rambling on that plug, thank you for the opportunity to share that. I really appreciate it. And it was awesome having you on the show. Now, I think this is like the third time you've done that with us. And it's really nice. What we try to do, we focus primarily on constitutional issues, on action that is taking place on local and state level. And I think there's no issue these days. Maybe the TSA is up there. There's no issue, though, these days that really coalesces people across the political spectrum than being able to deal with their own food, their own health choices on a state or a local level. It brings people across this political spectrum in the same place, on the same side. They can disagree on all kinds of other stuff, but if they want to have a certain kind of milk, you don't find a lot of opposition to that on the grassroots. And that's exciting to me because it's such an important issue, and it's good to see that it's growing.
Well, I remember when I first connected with you and the rest of the crew at the 10th Amendment Center. It was the 10-10-10. It was 2010 in Orlando. And I entered the arena there, did not know what to expect because it was, you know, for me, I've been operating within the health freedom crowd, the natural health movement. And this was a big, big leap. And I did not know how well it would be accepted because I realized that so many that love liberty may not yet be aware of the dangers and threats to food freedom and health freedom and such. And I was just blown away with the reception for it, and since was able to do a few other of your Nullify Now events. And, you know, I thought I'd be at one and out. It's like, oh, that Robert guy, he's never coming back.
Yeah,
here we are hanging out all this time.
No, I mean, we have to thank Kurt Wallace over at LibertyPulse.com for introducing us, for yes. helping us build that friendship. I mean, he had the idea that, look, this is an important segment of these events that we were working on together at the time. We can't just talk about necessarily privacy issues or stopping healthcare mandates. But if we're going to talk about that, we should actually talk about all of our health choices. And, Robert, you are the perfect mix to the blend.
Awesome. No, we've had a great time together. Listen, I'm going to ask you to stick around for one more segment because we don't get together often enough to let loose on the 10th Amendment, what it means, how it's playing out in the political races that we're seeing, even the Republican Party, of course, that is devoid of liberty except for one candidate we would acknowledge. And want to talk a little bit about that big event coming up tomorrow that I have to reference. So Michael Bolden is with me, 10th Amendment Center. I've got all the links up at robertscottbell.com. If you love liberty, Michael's your guy. And we're coming right back with more of them after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
We're back, special edition, I'd say, of the Robert Scott Bell Show, because Michael Bolden is with me from the 10th Amendment Center. And we're continuing our discussion of the concept of nullification. You know, I talk about it not only on a federal level, but a state level and intrapersonal and personal level, and grateful for the opportunity to go to some of these Nullify Now events. There's one coming up sometime in the new year. I thought it was going to be January. It looks like it was put on a different date, maybe in March. Maybe you can let everybody know, because I've got a lot of listeners up there in the Northeast Corridor. I'd love for them to make it to Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, nullifynow.com/Philadelphia was originally scheduled for January 14th. We moved it to March 31st. We just confirmed that, and it's going to be a little bit bigger than what we originally planned. The reason being, the Supreme Court on the week of the 26th is going to be hearing the national health care case, the Obamacare case, as it's called. So we want to make sure that people realize, or can at least hear and kind of inject into the discussion, that, you know, it's not just the court's responsibility to give you permission to be free. That you can stand up and be free, maybe get your state on board to help protect you, whether or not the courts go along with your viewpoint or not. Andrew Jackson, back so many years ago, he famously said in response to the court making a ruling on the central bank, hey, you've got your opinion, now come and enforce it. And that's kind of what the people of California have done when it comes to medical marijuana. The Supreme Court back in 2005, in essence, said those medical marijuana laws, they, you know, that's against the Constitution. If you grow something in your state and you consume it in your home, you grow it in your backyard even, consume it in your home, never buy or sell it, that's somehow interstate commerce, according to Mr. Scalia, the so-called constitutionalist. And the people of California, we've basically said, okay, well, thanks for letting us know what you think about it. We're going to keep doing what we're going to do. And that's really what it gets down to. It really gets down to people saying, no, This is our friend Jason Rink of the Foundation for a Free Society, myfreesociety.com. He says this all the time in speeches at Nullify Now. He says, you know, a three-year-old can say these two letters all day long. Why can't us adults do the same thing when it comes to our employee in the federal government? And we really have to have that courage, whether it's saying no to things like the National Defense Authorization Act. We got to find a way to say no to the Patriot Act, I don't know. I'm going to blow one of these days.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is the right kind of eruption, if you will. It basically, let's say, releases lots of liberty, lots of freedom on the people that are, you know, struggling to figure out, where did we lose it? How do we lose it? How do we get it back? And let's think about Obamacare. As you said, the Philadelphia event, Nullify Now, March 31st, a few days after the Supreme Court is scheduled to hear it. What if they rule in favor of this so-called individual mandate? Do you now go, okay, it's constitutional now, I'll sign me up, right? Or do you say, as I do, they have no authority to force me into participate in a system that I have no intent of using, nor would I use, even with the point of a gun to my head. It's not happening. And on the state level, to nullify it as well. These are the things that are coming up more and more. Even Ron Paul referenced it, I think it was in a debate recently. He actually brought up the 10th Amendment.
Yeah, they are talking about the 10th Amendment a lot, and a lot of these Republican candidates, all of them actually, except Ron, they are all panderers. They are frauds. They have no love for the 10th Amendment. Newt Gingrich supposedly loves the 10th Amendment, but he thinks the Patriot Act isn't strong enough. I mean, there couldn't be something more wrong than that type of a viewpoint. But Ron specifically said, well, what do we do about these types of things? We have to start paying attention to the 10th Amendment, and we have to start reactivating the principle of nullification. And I, you know, when I talk to mainstream media people, they say, what do you do if the Supreme Court rules against blank or some other action that people are taking? And I always respond, I'm like, I can answer that with one word, weed. And they just don't get it. But the fact of the matter is that every law in the book in Congress says that this plant is illegal. The DEA says that they're going to bust heads and arrest you. And the Supreme Court has ruled against it. The executive, the judicial, and Congress, they all say no on this. But now there's 15 states saying, all right, thanks for your opinion. We're going to do what we want. And that's the type of approach it really is going to take, because it's going to the federal government to fix problems caused by the federal government just doesn't work. We have to figure out how to be free, whether they want to give us their permission to or not.
Well, exactly. And if we look back in history, tomorrow, a very special day in history is repeating, if you will, the Boston Tea Party. Was that not a form of nullification before there was a 10th Amendment?
Well, yeah. One of the most famous acts of nullification came even a few years earlier. Most people, they get a few lines about it. There's the Stamp Act back in the 1760s where the colonists, you know, they said, well, we're just not going to comply. And they got some of their colonial legislatures or assemblies to pass non-binding resolutions telling the crown we're not going to go along with it. And when enough of that kind of coalesced, one of the founders, John Dickinson, he had this great saying in Latin that we use on our website, Concordia res parve crescunt, means small things grow great by concord. One person acting can lead to another and another and another, and one non-binding resolution in one colony or one state can lead to another, and eventually it kind of all comes together and it builds this movement, and we can actually win. So, and that's kind of what happened, whether it's the Stamp Act, the Boston Tea Party, or people saying no to federal laws on weed. And we just need more courage like that. The courageous pot smokers are winning the day.
Yeah, one word, weed. I know that gets the liberal media. They go, oh, what do we do with that? Now,
yeah, well, they freak out.
Yeah, what do we do today? Because it is also a special day we want to acknowledge here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's known as the Bill of Rights Day.
Yeah, December 15th. 1791, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, known as the Bill of Rights, they were, you know, put into effect by the states approving them. And, you know, I think what we really need to do is focus on why these amendments exist. And the founders told us, James Madison, they actually wrote a preamble to the Bill of Rights. They said, you know, they were concerned that with just the Constitution on its own, which did not have a Bill of Rights, that, you know, they would kind of misconstrue powers. And I guess they were right, because a lot of those powers have been misconstrued. So they created this additional set of limitations on federal power. And we just have to recognize that what the founders wanted in almost every situation, James Madison said specifically, the federal government would have limited delegated powers, and those left with the states would be numerous and indefinite, we have to recognize that almost all the issues, the most difficult, most divisive issues, should be kept close to home in our states, as each people of their own state determine. Maybe they don't even want their state to deal with it, but it's their choice in Maine or in California or in Washington or in Idaho. Let them all deal with all these issues beyond the 30 or so limited numbers of things that the federal government is authorized to do.
One of the things with the Bill of Rights, I want to be clear, and of course for us and longtime listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show, it seems to be self-evident, but it's not self-evident to a lot of people. Millions of Americans still don't get this. The Bill of Rights didn't somehow usher rights into existence, right? They didn't suddenly say, oh my gosh, we've granted and bestowed upon the American people because we've added these 10 things in. Suddenly now you have rights. I think that's something that we, you know, for us, we might say, oh, we're repeating ourselves, but I think it's important to reference that. I want to have you riff a bit upon that.
Okay, well, the idea is that rights come from our creator. Some people say rights come from God. The founders referred to creator. We have rights by the nature of our being. And government at all level, what they try to do is restrict those rights. So if we have a right to travel, it's just natural. We can walk and go places. We have a right to think, our own thoughts, our own views. We have a right to speak. We have a right to our property. These are all natural rights. It's kind of a Lockean sense if we want to get a little bit deeper. And the founders felt, because they spent their whole life, the entire founding generation, they toiled under the tyranny of a king who actually could determine whether or not you had rights and could take them away, didn't even have to let you know, well, I can take your property, your life, your labor, whatever I want, and then change the rules as I want to. The founders recognized that the greatest threat to your natural rights was a government without limits. And that's why they created a constitution that had limited delegated powers for the federal government and a Bill of Rights, which really spelled out what the most important things that they didn't want the federal government to get their hands on, speech, religion, you know, right to keep and bear arms, all these things. They said, you better not do this. And on top of it, they added the 9th and 10th Amendments, which basically said, you know what, you know, we just really want to make sure that just because we spelled out a few things here, that doesn't mean that's all the rights that people have. They're so numerous we could never list them, and the best way we're going to protect that is by making sure that you only do those things delegated to you. That's really the way to deal with things, because they knew that centralized power was the greatest danger to liberty. And hopefully that makes a little bit sense. There's a lot to pack in there.
Oh, yeah. No, it was brilliantly said, and it needs to be reiterated. I think that's something that I don't assume people understand and know yet, even though my audience, I have a better confidence that people do, but there are always new people coming about and learning about the Robert Scott Bell Show and learning about the 10th Amendment Center and the Nullify Now, all of these things. So sometimes repetition is necessary, and I would say you have nailed it. Now, one thing that is putting a nail in the coffin on some of those rights appears to be the Defense Authorization Act, which as of last night, and I think this morning, no real change on that. They voted, the House, the Senate, to approve this. Now, Barack Obama had initially threatened that he would veto it based on certain aspects of it that violate the Fourth Amendment and a number of other amendments here as far as protecting our rights. And yet we have many Republicans and Democrats that both have said, well, we're going to go for it, kind of like the schizophrenic Newt Gingrich. We like the Constitution, but we're still going to vote against it.
Well, when he was talking about vetoing, and it's primarily the Fifth Amendment, the clause, the due process clause of the Fifth Amendment that basically says, you know, you can't just go to jail for eternity. You have to have, you know, trials and stuff like that. You know, due process is an important part of our natural rights and a part of our constitutional system. And the veto threat, really, at least from my reading of it, wasn't really about the fact that the Fifth Amendment was being attacked. It was primarily about the fact that it was going to be the military in control of these indefinite detentions. And the president wanted to make sure that the executive branch didn't have their authority infringed upon by the military. So it's kind of like this head banging between the military and the executive. I don't think they really care about the Fifth Amendment. I don't think they care about the Bill of Rights. I don't think they care about the Constitution. They look at these as roadblocks to their all-encompassing power. And yeah, the House passed it. I think it was like 280 or something to 130. I'm sure it has to go back to the Senate to confirm, but it's almost a shoo-in. The so-called peace president who's given us an extension on the Patriot Act and more wars, and now the Defense Authorization Act that eviscerates the Fifth Amendment, this is really bad stuff.
Well, so let's talk positively about the next president. What's happening now is that those that have aligned themselves for a long time with the status quo, be they Democrat or Republican, are actually you-know-whatting bricks right now. One of my friends said they're you-know-whatting cylinders. They're so upset because Congressman Ron Paul, who's been at this for a long time with the same message that defies description even by a party affiliation, is now rising to the polls, to the point where he may be in first place in Iowa. He's rising in New Hampshire, while the what we call the mainstream opponents or the establishment opponents like Romney, Gingrich, etc., are starting to decline. And they don't know what to do. I mean, they're pulling out anything and everything. Even the so-called conservative Republican talk radio commentators that I would call neocons and chicken hawks are trying to say that, there's a problem here. He's not aggressive enough with these foreign wars and these bad guys, or he might have something in this path. I mean, they're desperate at this point.
You know, I've been kind of watching this election with my own unique perspective, I guess. And a lot of people say that, you know, the Tea Party is looking for the anti-Romney candidate. I don't believe that. I think they're looking for the anti-Romney and anti-Paul candidate. The fact that the Tea Party in a recent poll, people who say, yes, I affiliate with the Tea Party, were overwhelmingly, it was like 45% supporting either Newt or Mitt. And like
bizarre.
Only 15% for Ron Paul. Even Rick Perry, who I think is awful, was at the bottom. These are two establishment, big government just jerks. Mm-hmm. The fact that they're supporting these guys shows how desperate they are just to not have the pure constitutionalists. I don't know. It's kind of sickening. I read a quote in the New York Times a couple of days ago, and I said, if the town hall crashers and Washington Mall marchers of 2009 settle on a Medicare Part D supporting, Freddie Mac advising, Nancy Pelosi snuggling Washington Insider as their not Romney standard bearer in 2012, then every liberal who ever sneered at the Tea Party will get to say, I told you so. Because really, Newt Gingrich is the anti-Tea Party, and I really hope they continue to learn and his poll numbers keep falling.
Yeah, and as we're watching this, it's really an astonishing thing to see the out-creation of the old media. So for so long now, they have been able to basically guide thought form, make you believe certain things. And there have been such absurd and outrageous things like the ignoring of Ron Paul, or, you know, the pulling him from a poll or pretending he didn't come in second, the Iowa straw poll, that have awakened so many more people. And the more that they do these things to sabotage Ron Paul, the more it seems to be backfiring on them.
Yeah, well, the fact that he's growing in strength in both Iowa and New Hampshire. But, of course, the media has their spin. The new spin now is if Newt Gingrich wins the Iowa caucuses, he's probably a shoo-in. But if Ron Paul wins it, well, it's Mitt Romney. What they're trying to do is go to the anti-Romney people and say, don't vote for Ron Paul. Don't vote for Ron Paul, because if you do, Romney will win. And this is just another scare tactic.
Yeah.
And I hope people are smarter than that.
Well, some are, and more are coming to the realization that it's all a ruse and it's a game and they're being played. And I think that's why we're seeing the rise of Ron Paul in this election cycle. And as I've said, even if he doesn't win, and I still am very confident that some things are changing very fast in the economy that could make it inevitable, the fact is he's won because the entire debate is being moved in this direction. The population of America are being basically exposed to views that haven't been spoken of for at least 100 years. And this is something that bodes well for the future, even though we are going through some very difficult times in the loss of our liberty.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't necessarily – I mean, even if Ron Paul were to win and become president, I still believe that we need to learn how to say no to Washington, D.C. no matter what they do, because one person isn't going to save us forever. But I sure would love to see the real peace candidate go against the bombing version of the peace candidate, Barack Obama. I think it would just kind of spin people's heads off. Like, wait, I thought I liked peace. I was opposed to the drug war, but my Democrat liberal guy is all in favor of that. Maybe the neocons and the Republicans would actually vote for Barack and some of the Democrats. I don't know.
It would be an interesting thing, but you're right. It kind of destroys the sense of reality and normalcy for people, but the normalcy in which we've been living has been pretty insane. So I'd say that would be beyond interesting. It'd be a cosmic joke, but in a very powerful and positive way, that these people would be forced to look at themselves in the mirror and make hard decisions that they haven't had to make.
Yeah, and Ron Paul had a really nice quote the other day that he was asked, oh, you know, aren't these your positions so extreme? And he said, following the founding fathers and trying to stick to the Constitution, this is extreme? No, I think what we have right now is extreme. All these wars and all the bailouts and the violations of liberty and the Patriot Act, this is extreme. What we've been living in are extremely extreme times. And it's great to see that, you know, maybe 20% of Iowa Republicans are saying, you know what, I'm done with that, because that's better than 2% a few years ago.
Oh, my gosh, it's better. And, of course, tomorrow, the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party, and this is 4 years after, in 2007, that Ron Paul raised $6.4 million from thousands of individual donors giving small amounts, and he set the record. I think I'm going to try and help him set the record tomorrow.
Yeah, even people that, you know, I feel, even people that don't necessarily like Ron Paul completely, I think there's more and more that do. But for those people who don't, I think just his story, here's an individual going up against the machine. This is empowering. This would tell you that if you don't like his ideas, maybe you can try to promote your own ideas and follow the path that he's taken. Just be honest, be true, stick to your principles. And if they're good, then people will start coming to you. You'll be like holding the flag, holding the banner, and people will follow.
That is why the 10th Amendment Center is growing. That's why I love you, Michael Bolden, in a freedom kind of way, you understand.
And of course, you know, I mean, that's a different conversation.
Yes, and anything we can do here at the Robert Scott Bell Show to help you out, if we could do anything to gather more support and attendance at the Nullify Now conferences, you know we want to do that. Even Mike Adams from Natural News, our good friend, was at the one in Austin and loved it and enjoyed you all.
Yeah, I can't thank you enough for the opportunity to spend a little time. It's been much too long since we've been able to have one of these chats.
Well, what a great day to do it, the Bill of Rights Day. Thanks again for having me on the TRX 10th Amendment Center radio as well last night. We'll have the links up so people can listen to the archive show if you missed it as well. Hopefully you'll book that into your radio or online listening events every week.
Awesome. Thanks again, Robert.
That's Michael Bolden, 10th Amendment Center. We'll be back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Great American. Are you a great American?
Robert Scott Bell, you're a great American.
You're a great American.
I'm wearing my flag lapel pin, and I'm throwing my red, white, and blue football here. You got to catch the football because you're a great American.
My name's Sean Hannity Pie. Hey, you know, this guy is a piece of work. He's a neocon chicken hawk. I used to listen to him when he was in Atlanta years ago. He was on the same station with Neil Bortz, the libertarian neoconservative. And, you know, the voice got me. But, boy, oh, boy, this guy claims to be conservative. He's not. He's a statist. He got upset with Ron Paul. He likes his son Rand. But, no, he doesn't like him. And what happened yesterday with Hannity? I thought Ron Paul was supposed to be on Hannity's show.
Hey, Ron Paul was scheduled to be on the show, but for some reason, he got canceled. The schedule on Ron Paul's website removed the interview announcement on there.
Yeah.
And instead, Sean Hannity decided to have Newt Gingrich on. What a shock.
Good old Newt. You know, got to forgive him for more trespasses.
These guys are trying to prop up Newt Gingrich. Doesn't matter whether, you know, it's Fox News, Sean Hannity, same thing. So he has Newt Gingrich on. And then, after Newt Gingrich's interview is over, he has Jeffrey Lord on.
Now, for those that are not plugged in totally to Talk Radio Network, tell everybody who Jeffrey Lord is.
Jeffrey Lord, he's a journalist. I forget who he writes for, but he's comes out with hit piece after hit piece after hit piece on Ron Paul to try and bring him down.
So now, is it a coincidence? Don, they schedule Ron Paul, they cancel Ron Paul, go to Newt Gingrich, and the one guy, Jeffrey Lord, who just hit pieces on Ron Paul. Huh? Is that an accident?
Absolutely. And so, is it a coincidence that they decided to prop up Newt Gingrich and slam Ron Paul when poll results are coming out showing that Ron Paul looks like he's going to win in Iowa?
Yep.
You know, call me crazy, but it looks strange to me. And the one thing that they're doing, and I see this as being a planned strategy. You're going to be hearing this. In fact, I think yesterday you already did hear it. Hannity is bringing up the newsletter.
Yeah,
they've tried to nail Ron Paul on everything that they can, and they don't have anything on the guy. So now they've got to try and do the look, Ron Paul is a racist, because back in the late 80s or early 90s, he had a newsletter, and some guy wrote something racist in the newsletter. Ron Paul didn't say it. Ron Paul didn't write it. It would be no different than if the Ku Klux Klan came out with a newsletter and said, we really like Sean Hannity. He's our favorite talk show host. Huh. Then would that allow us to be able to say, look, Sean Hannity's racist because the Ku Klux Klan likes him? No. You know, somebody wrote something in Ron Paul's newsletter, and it was wrong what they wrote, but that does not make Ron Paul racist. Sean Hannity had to jump on that.
Yeah.
And Mark Levin jumped on it, too.
Yeah, isn't that interesting that they're attacking their own in this regard and propping up the conservative who's not a conservative?
Oh, but he's their own in what way?
Yeah.
He's their own because he's what, a registered Republican?
That's what, well, I mean, that's the theory anyway. Because
yes, and I'll tell you what, here's the funny thing, because in Sean Hannity's show last night on his TV show, he says, now you just watch, the Democrats are going to start coming out to talk about how Ron Paul's racist. Yet, on his own radio show that day, he was the one that was bringing up the fact that Ron Paul had this stuff in his newsletter.
Well,
the guy is a two-faced piece of
You got it. And Don, we covered this on the radio show the other day, on this show, in fact. The fact that, you know, there is no racist bone in Ron Paul's body, because racism is rooted in collectivism. And Ron Paul looks at each person as an individual. And you therefore cannot be technically racist, because you don't look at a person due to their group membership and assign whatever to them because of that membership. And, you know, the whole newsletter thing is already done 4 years ago. They brought it up. He didn't write it. He didn't know it was being written. And, of course, he, you know, disavowed it. It wasn't anything to do. And, of course, he's lived his life completely differently from what they had claimed based on that. And there are other attacks on the foreign policy. In fact, we'll have time later, maybe next hour, for sure next hour. And we're going to play a clip on the difference between isolationism versus a foreign policy of freedom, which is called non-interventionism. And we'll get to that. But right now, we got to take a quick breather. And when we come back, we will kick in with some stories on fluoride, statins, influenza. Also, Judy Irwin's going to join us to talk about the right frequency once again, gearing up for the holidays and the healing energies that we love here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In the meantime, remember this. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's looking like we're getting there. Overhead, coming clear. Place that has no lines of times or cries. Just good times. Just good times. Take me away to a place where the good times, good times roll. Don't let me stay in a place where they take and steal my soul. This is it, I'm falling in.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
Yeah, you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good study as we kick off the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. They are desperately trying to find new ways to patent and extend patents on statin drugs, because what, Lipitor just went off patent. They're fighting for an extra 6 months to rob you blind. And here we go. A new study, observational study, shows that statins reduce flu death, the risk of it anyway, by half. Yes, what do they do? Fold the people in half? Statins reduce flu death. I mean, it's the cure for everything. Why not put statins in the water supply? I mean, all the other drugs are there. Statins, the drugs that can dramatically lower cholesterol levels, may one day also prove useful in combating serious cases of the flu. Tell me I'm not just making this up. Please, this is amazing. The drugs that dramatically lower an essential fat in your body, cholesterol, that protects your nervous system, that protects your brain, that helps it make it possible to produce hormones like estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone, and they're thrilled that it dramatically lowers your ability to do that, dramatically increases your ability to precipitate Alzheimer's disease, to reduce functional coenzyme Q10, CoQ10 levels in your cells, particularly your heart muscle, precipitating congestive heart failure, creating rhabdomyolysis, which is basically muscle wasting. But yet one day it can help us combat serious cases of the flu. Now, granted, this is only a preliminary study, and it was put into the Journal of Infectious Diseases, courtesy of the Centers for Disease Creation and Prevention, the CDC&P, prevention or promotion, right? They say that patients hospitalized with influenza were less likely to die if they were taking a statin compared to their peers who weren't taking one of the drugs. Well, the peer group's not exactly accurately described because they don't know the general health of these patients at all to find this so-called reference correlation. And they're acknowledging as such. They're saying, well, at this point, statin should not become the standard of care for people hospitalized with flu. That's cautioning of the co-author, Dr. Ann Thomas. She's a public health physician with the Oregon Public Health Division in Portland, We would like to see more studies, and I think it would be worthwhile to do these studies. Yeah, worthwhile, my aspirin. You working for Merck? What's going on here? You don't need more studies to figure this. This is just, let me say it, CRAP. It's CDC crap that they're promoting even the idea of this. Statin drugs reduce flu mortality from those who are hospitalized. Well, first and foremost, if you're hospitalized for flu, it usually is indicative of some serious respiratory issues and some serious liver issues. What possibly could be going on here? Now, one of the suggestions is that there is an anti-inflammatory impact of statin drugs. And I've acknowledged this in the past. I said the only reason they could point to anything statistically significant, and I'm not granting them complete statistical significance here, but the only reason they could ever say a statin drug has helped anybody in any way, shape, or form is because it may have an anti-inflammatory impact. And of course, we know here, boys and girls, that inflammation is the real reason people are at risk for cardiovascular events, such as myocardial infarction, if we want to say that, heart attacks, congestive heart failure, etc. These things are related to the inflammation that precedes the patching and repairing made necessary by the chronic inflammation. So if you throw any substance in the body that has a somewhat mild to serious anti-inflammatory impact, you can measure some level of benefit in a short-term situation. Now, it also may be that statins are so toxic that they have a negative impact on any microbial presence, viral, bacterial, fungal. I am not certain of this, but that's another thing we could posit. But at what cost? At what cost? If you acknowledge, like I do, that the real risk for people that have serious influenza or influenza complications is the liver that is not working up to the speed that it was designed by God to work, and you put a statin drug in which damages the liver, yes, it does. How do you expect long-term that this is a viable solution unless you are deranged and have pharmaceutical stock in your DNA? The big question at baseline was, were these people on statins healthier than those not on statins? And did that account for why they were less likely to die? That's a question they had. That's difficult to answer. They don't have the answer. But look at this fawning media. This is on the USA Today in their Health Day section saying, oh my gosh, statins, get your statin here. Now we're going to have people going in to their doctor and say, doc, give me a flu shot and a statin drug because I hear that if I get hospitalized after I get the flu shot, I'm less likely to die if I'm taking a statin drug. Isn't this amazing? Randomized controlled trials might prove that some of these answers are true or false. We're not sure, but we need more money. Money from where? We'll borrow it from China. We'll print it up. Hey, we'll tax you more. We'll close a loophole. This is great. They should disband the CDC. I demand a separation of medicine and state. And as you heard yesterday on the program, separation of medicine and church, where they're trying to infuse the churches, the parishioners, the synagogues, and basically tell the rabbis and preacher man, hey, man, just get your flock on these drugs. Get your flock on these shots and all will be well. We'll still allow your 501(c)(3) status to remain. How is this possible? How can this be possible? I ask you, could it be fluoride? Right? It's bad enough that the statins are destroying your brain and nervous system. Could it be the fluoride? Oh, no, that's just a conspiracy theory. You're just making that up. Well, look, turns out we weren't. There's a new study out of India proving that fluoride consumption causes brain neurological damage. Yeah, that's the statins. And we are a nation of neurological dummies. Of course, those that are in the health freedom movement, those that are in natural food stores and getting your things there, you are the exception to the rule. You are leading the way back to liberty. So much so, which is obviously a big passion of mine. That's the reason why we had Michael Bolden on last hour to remind everybody about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, et cetera, on the Bill of Rights Day. But what good is the Bill of Rights when people are hopped up on fluoride, heavy metals, toxins, statin drugs, and everything else to make them babbling fools? Consuming sodium fluoride, a toxic chemical commonly added to U.S. water supplies to allegedly help prevent tooth decay, definitively causes neurodegenerative damage in the brain, spinal cord, and sciatic nerve. These are the findings of a recent study published in the Journal of Medical and Allied Sciences, and ones that, by all scientific standards, put to rest the failed myth that fluoride consumption is in any way safe. Thank you. Thank you very very much. In fact, they acknowledge that the fluoride chemicals cross the so-called blood-brain barrier and alter the structure and function of neural tissue. Would that be enough reason to get the FDA going, hey, we need to roll this back? But they're not going to do that. It's going to take your efforts on a local level, your city councils, et cetera, to vote the fluoride bums out and restore integrity to the water supplies as much as we can, because there's plenty of other drugs in there. But with fluoride not in there, at least it would reduce the uptake of heavy metals that may be there. That's already a good thing, on top of many other reasons why we do not want the fluoride in the water. Compared to rats not given sodium fluoride, those given the chemicals as part of the study experienced vacuolation of Schwann cells with enlarged axons and disrupted myelin sheaths in their sciatic nerves. Irregular nuclei with normal nucleoli, vacuolated cytosol and axons with split myelin in their spinal cords, and altered morphology in cerebellar tissue that resulted in dumbbell-shaped and crenulated nuclear membrane. Basically, you're turning your nerves to mush. This is not good. From scientific to the basic lay perspective, you're destroying your brain and nervous system. Anybody that tries to defend fluoride is already lost their mind. Check this out. This article's up at naturalnews.com. You can link through the blog notes at robertscottbell.com. In simple terms, these changes signify severe neurological damage that can manifest itself in a variety of different ways, from lowered IQ. There's the moments of duh. Reduced cognitive function, learning disabilities, and hyperactivity. Just some of the forms of brain damage caused by fluoride consumption. A question from Tara Blank. She's a PhD with the Fluoride Action Network's Science and Health Office, and she's an officer there. After the release of a Chinese fluoride study earlier this year found similar results, she says, who in their right mind would risk lowering their children's intelligence in order to reduce a small amount of tooth decay, for which that evidence is also very, very weak? This is something that is coming out. As I said, the veils of illusion are lifting. They're lifting in so many ways, in so many places, in a time like no other in recorded history. Are you going to be the one that takes the blue pill and goes back to sleep? Or are you going to take the red pill, again, a la The Matrix, wake up and see how far or how deep the rabbit hole goes? Those of you who take the proverbial red pill, you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You read Natural News. You're on the higher scale of survival among those who are set to perish with the transformation and the changes, whether they be considered earth changes, whether they be considered Mayan calendar changes, whether they are just merely the result of humans being stupid, unable or unwilling to learn from history and making the same darn mistakes that have been happening throughout recorded history, including the clipping of the coins, the counterfeiting of the money, the turning over of the people's money to a private Federal Reserve Bank that is linked, inextricably linked, from the Federal Reserve to the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. I know that this doesn't explain the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, but since that time, fluoride, and on top of that, since that time, statin drugs and so many other interventions from modern medicine have actually contributed to the dumbing down of the American populace to the point that they would readily and regularly accept levels of liberty that are darn near non-existent under the guise of liberty, right? You're free, but you're not free. We just want you to believe you're free. At least in the former Soviet Union, the people weren't under the illusion that they were free. Here in America, the illusion of freedom seems to have more power than the freedom itself. When you have neoconservative chicken hawk pundits and talk radio saying, oh, we love America, we love the land of liberty, and they're willing to give up liberty for security, like Newt Gingrich, who loves the Patriot Act but says, yes, I approve of the 10th Amendment. Yeah, right, Newt. Yeah, very funny. And when you have, Sean Hannity pie attacking Ron Paul as he did yesterday on his radio program because of newsletters that were written by somebody else and attributed to him that have no bearing whatsoever on Ron Paul's perspective on life, liberty, and of course, the evils of collectivism, which that's the only place where, and we've covered this issue of racism, it only comes out of collectivism, people that look at other people as members of groups as opposed to their individual identity and valuing them for their individual liberty and their attributes because of, you know, the virtue of their very birth that bestows upon them certain inalienable rights. That's where he's at. And then they say, oh, it's well, Rush Limbaugh says foreign policy is crazy. It's tinfoil hat. What? To listen to George Washington? To take the advice of the founders and the framers of the Constitution? No entangling alliances? Right? Freedom, free trade, not managed trade, but the freedom to travel and trade, etc. That is the policy or a foreign policy of non-intervention. And then these neocon chicken hawks, they say, oh, that means he's an isolationist. Actually, I'm going to play some audio from a CNN interview yesterday with Ron Paul. One is about the banning of cell phones. We'll get to that while driving. But the other one relates to that issue of isolationism versus non-interventionism. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, they don't get it. But Wolf Blitzer, to his credit on CNN, did. We'll get to that and more. When we come back from this break, we're going to get into some bioelectric healing, the bioelectrics for health. That is a right frequency machine. Judy Irwin returns to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Give the gift of healing this holiday season, particularly yourself and your family. It's a gift that will keep on giving generation after generation. We've got your solutions there after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I've mentioned many times right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show over the years, even well preceding the time we went daily here on Natural News Radio, that I embrace, of course, energy medicine. Everybody knows that. I mean, homeopathic medicine is energy medicine. We've discussed many things with many scientists and doctors, including my good friend, investigative journalist and contributor to the program, Liam Sheff. In fact, we've done a lot recently on the electric universe, new realities of understanding what this universe is made of, electromagnetic energy. We've talked about the life of Nikola Tesla. We've talked about Royal Raymond Rife and the fact that I do have a Rife machine, had one for many years, and it's a gift that keeps on giving, that healing gift, that empowering gift. And I've interviewed my next guest here once before. She's terrific. Her name is Judy Irwin. She's from Bioelectrics for Health. And she has come back on because I want people to understand more about Rife frequency technology. It takes a lot of education to understand it. And if you are considering at all giving the gift of health to anyone, your family or yourself, and it's a gift that keeps on giving, a great investment is a Rife frequency generator. We'll talk about that. Judy Irwin, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much, Robert. It's great to be back.
Well, glad to have you on board here. I know it's a daunting task. You have committed a lot of your time and energy to help people understand how to become empowered by utilizing this energy that Royal Raymond Rife brought out in this technology in a way that's accessible. But it's a, I do well at communicating, but even I sometimes am challenged to make a bridge into Rife frequency. You got to help us out here.
Well, I think the biggest way we can look at this, as you know from your electric universe, that everything is a frequency. All things are moving and vibrating, and a vibrational rate is measured in frequency or cycles per second. And so the theory behind the Rife, which is a very well-proven theory at this stage of the game, is that all things in the body have a frequency. A healthy cell has a frequency, and an unhealthy cell has a frequency. So if you have an unhealthy cell that says, say, has a virus inside of it, you can use frequency to start eliminating that virus and therefore eliminate the unhealthy cells. Once you get a lot of the unhealthy cells gone, then the body can get better quickly.
Well, that's a significant thing, and of course, we see it out here, I guess, vocally. I always remember the commercials. I think they had Ella Fitzgerald or somebody on, you know, is it Live or is it Memorex, way back when, and she shatters the glass. And of course, people are familiar with the concept of resonant frequencies and how if you get something that's material vibrating in a certain way, it can shatter. And of course, the other thing is you can neutralize these so-called pathogenic organisms via these energies that can be given that are completely harmless to your body. In fact, in many ways, can be working with your body to restore that normal balance of energy.
Well, that's very true. And just like in that commercial with Ella Fitzgerald, she didn't destroy everything around her. It was just one frequency that happened to resonate with the glass. And so the same thing is true with the pathogens that can be in the body. They will be one or two frequencies, and when you use those, you do absolutely no harm to healthy tissue. You only get to the tissues that are having that particular virus, say, and frequency in them.
Right, exactly. And this is something that I've utilized with a Rife frequency generator machine in my own household. I've utilized it with friends and family members, my children even, in dealing with things. And they think it's cool. I mean, they hold on to these so-called electrodes. I don't know if what you'll call yours, but it's just, for them, it's like, wow, this is awesome, you know. And yet it's just such a wonderful thing to see that they're, just like as kids would be, open to these natural healings. It's us old people that have got to go, wait, energy? You mean it means something?
Yeah, some of us are slower to catch on. I was very resistant in the beginning, mostly because it was a machine. I was very vested in fasting and nutrition and homeopathy and all the herbs. And, you know, I couldn't imagine that I could need a machine for assistance. And so, yeah, you meet with a lot of different resistant levels, but we do have the electrodes like you're talking about with your kids. But
yeah, I
we
see
also
the pictures, by the way, on Bioelectrics for Health, and I have it linked up in the blog notes today at robertscottbell.com. And if you happen to get the updates through Natural News Radio, just put your email address in there, you'll get that. And you'll see the link to the page, and there's actually a photograph of the unit and all the things that you get there, I assume. And it's very simple to use, a very programmable buttons and things. But, yeah, the electrodes that you hold in your hand, very simple to use.
Well, we have beyond electrodes, we have the gas-filled plasma tubes, which were one of the things that Rife used very successfully. And I've had the real little ones tell me that the plasma tubes are like lightsabers, like you have in Star Wars, and they really love it.
Yeah, I'm sure. It'd be really awesome and I think about this. Now, I understand this is not the same thing as going out and buying a supplement or food. You know, you eat it, you consume it, you got to buy it again. In this case, you make an investment in a Rife machine. It's something, if you take care of it, you'll pass on to your kids. They can pass on to their kids. And I said, I've been working with mine for years, and it works just as well as the day it was made.
Well, and I have one that's about 16 years old now, and it must have over a million hours, and it just keeps on going. They are very a good long-term investment in staying well if you're not sick. Mm-hmm. And if you're sick, then they're very helpful in getting you well and keeping you well.
Well, when I think about investing in health, how much we invest in disease in our culture, the fact is people are looking for things that have value and will retain that value. Right now, if you have extra Federal Reserve notes around, I am not exaggerating, convert them into something that has value. You know, when we talk about gold and silver or land or something that you can actually retain that has, you know, again, an inherent, if you will, or an agreed upon that has some level of value. But if you think about having a device in your home that can provide healing almost in an unlimited way to so many, now you have something that in a worst-case scenario, people are going to be desperate for where do they get help, because the medical system is crumbling as well. And I want you to think about it outside of this so-called box that you're thinking of. If you have extra FRNs in a bank right now, the banking holiday could be around. I'm not exaggerating. Just read what's going on out there. The things that happen with MF Global, I mean, they're confiscating things. 401ks are going. Convert into something that will actually be beneficial to you long after the paper is not worth the money, other than to burn it to keep warm in the winter.
Well, and it's hardly getting worth that much. I mean, the paper is very much lost a lot of its value, like you say, and anything you can convert that will stay with you and go on working for years and help yourself and help others is very valuable, whether it be gold or land or even food stores.
Sure.
And these devices are going to be really useful if the system does crumble, which, as we know, that could happen quickly, because people are going to be wanting to be able to take care of themselves and their families and their neighbors. And this is a very powerful tool for doing that.
You become a very valued member of your community if you have a technology like Rife has, and that you can have in your own home at that point when people are going, gee, I got this problem. There are no doctors that can see me, and I don't even have the money because the money's not worth anything. They didn't plan. They didn't prepare. Now you have an ability to barter a service as well. Very simply done. A lot of people have asked me over the years in dealing with Lyme disease, which is the Lyme spirochete. It's somewhat pleomorphic. It's a nasty thing. And these people have problems for months to years and years and years. And I use homeopathic medicine. I use silver hydrosol, but I also always use Rife Frequency with Lyme disease.
Well, we get remarkable results with the Lyme. That has been one of the things in the last 3 years that has just escalated into a huge epidemic. And we are getting remarkable results. And I have folks that are on medications for 5 or 6 years, and they get one of these devices, and in 2 months, they're better than they've gotten in 5 or 6 years on the medicines. And of course, many of the antibiotics have very serious side effects and ruin people's intestines and their liver and all sorts of things. And you don't get that sort of bad side effect with the Rife device.
Well, exactly. Again, the safety is incredible, absolutely incredible. And you have the ability to crank the machine up as far as levels that are comfortable for you, or bring it back down. I mean, there's a lot of flexibility and variability in this. And in that way, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's like, oh, you got to be the same as everybody else. No, there are unique ways to address these for unique individuals, so you can tailor individualized treatment, even though there are common things that can be done in programming this. And I suppose it's fairly easy. I mean, I've been working with mine for years, and you just follow a little guidebook, and you're off. The moment you open it, you're ready to go.
Well, that's true with the BCX Ultra as well. And this device comes with a lot of different programs, over 1,200 of the very common conditions. And like you mentioned, Robert, many of these things are kind of pleomorphic, which means they do change. And so with the BCX, you have the ability to change the frequencies. You have 250 empty channels, so that if your, say, your Lyme disease does happen to mutate and you need different frequencies, you can go searching for those and plug those into the device. It is very easy to use. I have people even into their 80s that are just, they swear by this device.
Yeah.
So,
and that's the thing. You talk about our elders out there that need help, and they're already so drugged. There are even frequencies that can help you deal with drug toxicity, can help you deal with liver congestion, can help you deal with migraines, can help you deal with arthritis. It's an incredibly versatile array of frequencies available to you, and you don't have to be a PhD to figure it out.
No, you don't. And one of the things that I'm really big on is giving customer support and teaching each individual when they get a machine how to use it to the best of its ability, so that, say, later in 4 or 5 years they have an issue, then they've already been taught how to work with the device and get the best results.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, this is the simplicity. This is the healing we're talking about here. It is December of 2011. If you're listening to this for the first time, of course, you already know that. But a lot of times people download these shows months later. And I can tell you that Judy has agreed to do something special for the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. And thanks to Natural News for connecting us to do this. And I'm going to let you know what that is when we come back from this break. But even if you're hearing this months in the future, like I said, as long as the government hasn't shut down all healing, and unfortunately they're attempting to do that in many ways, this is something that will provide you comfort, solace, and real viability in healing. So stay with us. The Robert Scott Bell Show is coming back shortly, and we have Judy Irwin on with us from Bioelectrics for Health. We'll give that number out as well in a moment.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? Immune Tree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're back. We got a little bit more time with Judy Irwin from Bioelectrics for Health. This is where you can get the what's the name of the BCX Ultra, right? The
BCX Ultra, yeah. Yes.
And this is even an advancement over my unit that I've had for many years, so I'm very pleased that this is out there and available for the Robert Scott Bell Show audience to plug into. There are many things, many stories to tell that can be told. I want to give a toll-free number out, and I also want to acknowledge that for the holidays through this month, through the end of the month, this is 2011 December, Judy Irwin is offering $150 off the unit if you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. So please support the sponsors. At the very least, give her a call and say thank you and learn more about this, because this is something you'll want to get sooner rather than later. 800-936-6240, 800-936-6240. We also have the website linked up as well. So what kind of healing stories or other stories can you share that have an impact on people's lives? Because we always learn from stories.
Well, I think, you know, there again, my story is probably one of the most compelling, and it's what got me into this, because, you know, so often in the New Age healing scene, somebody thinks that you've done something wrong, or you're eating wrong, or whatever, you're thinking wrong, and that's why you get sick. Well, I was quite the opposite. I was doing everything right, meditating and growing spiritually. I was a raw food vegan. I had already cured one incurable disease with wheatgrass juice fasting. And so when I got sick, I knew just enough to be dangerous, and I spent 2 years trying to fix myself with all the wonderful homeopathy and juice fasting and herbs and all the energy medicine that I had learned. Well, I just got sicker and sicker. I had literally the best alternatives that money could get at that time. That was 15 years ago now. Alternatives have come a long way.
Yes.
When I finally got an accurate diagnosis, I had spent 2 years almost totally bedridden, and I had all the symptoms of multiple sclerosis, extreme inflammation, and partial kidney failure. So what I really had was Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and that to this day, even with the high-tech antibiotics, is about 90% lethal. Back then, it was considered totally lethal. And the frequencies were what started me on the way back to getting health. This device, this manufacturer's device, has a radio wave. That is a very important part of this, so that it penetrates very deeply into the body tissues. And all of these things had gone into my brain and my central nervous system. That's why it was looking like multiple sclerosis.
Right.
And so I kind of make it a joke that if it can get through my hard head, it can do anything.
Well, and that is the thing. Many people are shocked by the power and the subtlety as well. And in some ways, you hardly imagine that it could be doing anything, but there are profound changes. And I guess this is the coming back to the concept I always try to promote and forward. that we are energetic beings, quite honestly. Yes, there's physical material and such, but as you mentioned early on in our interview today, everything has a resonant frequency, everything vibrates, everything moves, and we're talking about motion, we're talking about energy, we're talking about normalizing and balancing in this way, and so much of what people have are literally their energy stuck. I mean, the energy is not flowing, and so one way to get the energy flowing is to utilize energy.
Well, that's another really great thing about these frequencies is that they can be used to open up all the meridian channels and to clear out the energy field, the aura, as some people call it. I have a number of practitioners that work that are acupuncturists that actually deliver the frequency through the acupuncture points into the meridians, and they get remarkable results by feeding the body, here again, energy.
Yes. Yes. And it's, again, it's so simple. Judy Irwin's here just for a few more minutes. We have Bioelectrics for Health. I've got that linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Where we're talking about the Royal Raymond Rife, the frequency, the Rife frequency energy. The number, 800-936-6240, 800-936-6240. Now, what kind of support do you give in this regard if someone was to invest and get the machine, if they're not sure how to use it, or, you know, do you back it up? Do you stand behind it? Tell me what, because people need confidence when they make these purchases and investments.
Oh, absolutely. And I've been working with folks in this capacity for a little over 12 years now. The manufacturer has been making these devices for 25 years, and he's a very big stickler for quality. Like I say, I have a machine that's about 15 years old, and it just keeps on going. We do stand behind the equipment. We offer a money-back guarantee should you not like it or feel that it is not working. But that very rarely happens because folks buy these devices to get results, and I offer as much customer support as needed to teach you how to get the results you're looking for. The device is very powerful, and it can be effectively used for almost anything.
Yeah, that is for sure. Again, I've seen the versatility in mine. I've used it for the ear issues I've had over the years. I've used it for sinus issues, you know, colds and flus, liver congestion. Used it for pain issues with family members and people that have come to see me for help. The versatility is extraordinary. It's not like you're buying, well, this is a remedy just for this with this narrow use. I mean, literally, you have an unlimited array practically of things that can be utilized for. So if you ever thought about bringing healing in a comprehensive manner into your home and you couldn't buy a doctor or even a holistic doctor, this is something that can help, especially with where we see things going economically and different areas or stages of collapse, that we need access to healing, energetic healing, right within our own home. And as I said, the value goes beyond that, because in a collapse situation, you will be able to help others, and you need to have a skill or something of value in case you haven't collected a lot of other things or do not have certain other skills. So there's a lot of reasons I'm bringing this up now, as you've been seeing Mike Adams write consistently about what is happening. I've covered what is happening also in the financial sector. So this is more than just about the right frequency machine, even though it's as astonishing as it is. The other things that you can utilize it for and with that will allow freedom into the future is something I want everybody to consider.
Well, and that's a big part of what we all have to really look at is becoming empowered to do for ourselves, because our system is very much collapsing around us. And I'm very well educated, just like you and Mike, and follow these things very closely. And like you said, they're trying in many ways to end our supplements, vitamin C and vitamin D. They want these things gone. Right. And then what are we going to do? You know, we really need to be empowered to start finding other ways of taking care of our health and those of that we love.
Well, exactly. And that's what this is, this BCX Ultra that you have, Judy. I'm so grateful for your support here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and Natural News Radio, and Mike Adams and everybody. Bioelectrics for Health. The 800 number, 936-6240, 800-936-6240. Mention the Robert Scott Bell Show between now and the end of the year, and Judy says she'll give you $150 off, which is already, you know, a wonderful investment that will keep giving You take care of this thing for your kids and grandkids. Judy, blessed that you could come on board here to share this message of healing.
Well, I thank you so much for letting me share this with your audience, Robert. And I wish everybody a wonderful, happy, healthy holiday season.
Great. Well, we appreciate it, and you as well. Lots more information can be found on the Bioelectrics for Health website, or feel free to call that toll-free number if you have additional questions. Thanks again, Judy.
Thank you.
Judy Irwin, please say thanks to her from me as well as you go on through the holiday season. I mean, these are the companies, they take a leap and they say, I want to outreach an audience that may be helpful and appropriate for what I'm doing. And what we're doing here, of course, is empowering you to heal and getting you these great substances, products, services, etc. And go ahead, give Judy a call over the holidays. Say thanks from me as well and from Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Now, moving on to another energetic issue in the news. You ever heard of the NTSB? I mean, usually there are three-letter designations. If there are four, they might be really dangerous. Actually, maybe this is a little less dangerous, maybe more benign. But it's the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board. Did you hear that they want to call for a national ban on cell phones behind the wheel? Now, if anybody is, you know, driving and texting, I think that's pretty damn stupid. I'm just going to say it like it is. I've seen people do it. Yeah, it's just not a bright idea. You know, talk about the Darwin Awards, taking yourself out of the food chain. But do we really need the federal government to issue a federal ban on the use of cell phones while driving? Guess who was asked that question? Ron Paul. Congressman Ron Paul was on CNN just yesterday. And Wolf Blitzer asked him.
Admit the truth.
Should the federal government have a role in recommending when you can use your cell phone while driving?
No. No way. I looked in Article 1, Section 8. They don't even say anything about telephones there. So no, they shouldn't be doing that. That is really nitpicking away. And if some state decides that you shouldn't do it, they certainly have the authority to do that. But what if I came up with a statistic and I could prove that eating in a car causes more accidents than using your cell phone? It's on and on. Reckless driving, people who cause accidents, they're liable and responsible and should be punished for this. But this idea that the federal government's going to write a rule about when we're going to use cell phones and then force them maybe to buy a certain type cell phone that's already in your car, that's more government than we need. And one of the reasons why we're in such a mess.
That's, you know, isn't that beautiful? They don't even mention it. Article 1, Section 8. There's no mention of telephones. And, of course, if you come up with a stat that says people eating in cars are more dangerous, do we then have a federal ban on eating in cars? I mean, when are we allowed to utilize our own common sense in determining how we move about our lives? And, of course, Ron Paul made another excellent point, as he always does, about personal responsibility. If you are texting and driving and you wreck and you cause injury, damage, harm, you should and you are liable for that. Could it be a criminal act, negligence? Could it be vehicular homicide, second degree, whatever, inadvertent? I mean, these are things we talk about, reckless endangerment. There are legitimate state regulations that already address this. Do we need that? Of course, we're in a nanny state concept. The paternalism of the federal government, and even on the state level to some degree, does not allow us to make decisions for ourselves. Now, if I'm going to use the phone, or, you know, in the car, I'm stopped at a stop sign or a red light or something, and I'm waiting there, you know, trying to find. I've done it. My wife's gotten very mad at me, and rightfully so. I don't do that anymore, but I'm going to be stopped to do that. Or if you have some kind of voice-activated thing where you're not taking your eyes off the road. But yes, even fumbling with the radio is something that could be problematic. Eating, there's any number of things. Do we need a federal law? Well, are we such little children that we can't figure out what is dangerous or not? I realize there are a lot of people that can't figure it out, but no federal law, quite honestly, is going to stop them from texting while driving, no matter how stupid it is. All right, that's just what I'm saying here. You got a different opinion? Let me know. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. This is the place for rocking the health world on the Bill of Rights Day. Don't forget the event tomorrow, the Tea Party, Boston Tea Party anniversary. And that's coming up because Ron Paul is going to break another record. If you'll help him, I will too. We'll be right back with more powerful healing right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
While the attacks on Ron Paul are heating up, my super producer Don is heating up. Man, last hour you were on fire talking about the attacks on Ron. That was amazing.
Sometimes I get a little worked up, I guess.
Well, and rightfully so, though. I mean, the outrage over raising these things with Ron Paul, you know, mentioned, I don't even like to talk about some of the things Levine and Hannity are both saying, these talk show hosts, Chicken Hawk Neocon, saying that he needs an anal exam. Good Lord.
Yeah. Both in the same day. Yeah. I mean, how ironic is that? Sean Hannity is always talking about his buddy Rush and his buddy Mark Levin.
Yep.
He always takes offense because every time he talks to Ron Paul, it seems like he's always saying, oh, but how come you called me and Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh a statist? I've always been friendly to you. I've never been mean to you, Ron Paul. How come you called me
Ron
names?
Paul, he's such a bully. He's such a
really
bully, Ron.
And so listen to this, Robert. Yeah. Both in the same day, I listened to Sean this morning, and he says, you know, all of the other candidates, they've had to basically have an anal exam, and so now we have to look at Ron Paul. I just came across a clip from – I'm not even going to play it because I can't stand the guy's voice.
Yeah.
Mark Levin.
Yeah.
And what he says is – at some point, Ron Paul is going to get an anal exam, and it's going to be disgusting.
Ugh.
That's a quote.
Yeah.
So why do we have Sean Hannity and Mark Levin both in the same day, both using the anal exam analogy?
Yeah.
Is this a bullet point that's been passed down here, or are these guys just so familiar with where their heads usually are that they just can't help but you know, it just comes out, you know, just pops into conversation? I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, you're pretty on there. And, you know, on the other hand, these guys are so, I don't know, talented that they somehow made it to the top tier to some degree.
It's not talent.
No, it's not. It's not talent.
I have been working at Talk Radio long enough to know that it is not talent that makes you popular. It is not talent that makes you successful. The reason I know this is because of your show, Robert.
Yeah.
The King of the Hill in Health Talk Radio. Who was he?
That was Dean Adel, the Edsel.
It was the Edsel. It was Dean Adel. His show sucked. His show sucked. It was the most boring health radio show in the world. Lunesta.
But remember, they tied him.
Did not work as good as Dr. Dean Adel's show.
Yes.
But it was not because his show was good. It was because his show was marketed with the Rush Limbaugh show.
Right. It tied
if you got
it,
Rush Limbaugh it. Show, you had to have Dr. Dean Adele's show. So that's how Dr. Dean Adele got all of the affiliates he did. And I banged my head against a wall for years trying to figure out why did this lousy show that sucks become number one in the country when our show was kicking butt.
Yeah.
And I found out. So you know what? It's not Levin's talent.
No.
You know what? If you listen to Levin for more than half an hour, your eardrums rupture.
No, I can't do more than 3 minutes.
Voice.
Yeah, 3 minutes is enough. And if we talk about the other thing that they have against Ron Paul, it's the foreign policy. And, you know, Rush Limbaugh called it like a tinfoil hat wearing foreign policy. And I'm thinking,
you got to be crazy. If there's a Muslim that pokes his head out of a cave, we got to throw a bomb at him, Robert.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are
I'm
you
not
talking
being,
about?
I'm being totally
Muslim's
unreasonable.
Muslim's bad.
Yeah.
Fire bad. You know, I mean, it's.
Listen, they
how
don't
how
get
can you
the,
say you don't want to bomb everybody?
No, they don't get the point that we're bankrupt. We're out of money. And that's what Ron Paul keeps coming back. I want a strong national defense. We are
Robert,
on offense to the tune of borrowing from China. That's really smart.
We'll just print money and buy more bombs.
Of course. Well, no, we're borrowing from China. Anyway, CNN, which we don't usually give props to, Wolf Blitzer, had a very interesting interview. I played a clip last segment, of course, we did, on the cell phone ban and what Ron Paul says. Wolf now closes the interview, or about to close out the interview, with one final question about isolationism versus the non-interventionist foreign policy, something that Hannity and Limbaugh and Levin and the likes of these neocon chicken hawks cannot or will not acknowledge the difference, the distinction. But to Wolf Blitzer's credit, he actually opens up and says, Ron, tell us about it. Let's hear it from Wolf Blitzer first.
Your supporters out there, when they write to me and they say, Ron Paul is not an isolationist. He's a non-interventionist. All right. Tell our viewers right now, once and for all, the difference between an isolationist and a non-interventionist.
An isolationist is a protectionist that build walls around the country. They don't like to trade. They don't like to travel about the world. And they like to put sanctions on different countries. So some of the people who call me that are actually much more in favor of sanctions and limited trade. They're the ones who don't want to trade with Cuba, and they want to put sanctions on anybody who blinks their eye at them. And yet the opposite is what we believe in. We believe Nixon did the right thing by opening up trade doors with China, because that is when we quit killing each other, and that we are more at peace with them, because we better be, because they have become our banker.
Yes.
So non-intervention is quite a bit different. It's what the founders advised, to get along with people, trade with people, and to practice diplomacy, rather than having this militancy of telling people what to do and how to run the world and building walls around our own country. That is isolationism. It's a far cry from what we believe in.
And just to be precise, you want to bring all U.S. troops home, not just from Iraq and Afghanistan, but from Germany, Japan, South Korea, every place else around the world. Is that right?
Yeah, because I believe in national defense, and our first responsibility, or probably one of the major responsibilities of the federal government, is in national defense. And fighting these wars does not help us. I mean, getting bogged down in Afghanistan brought the Soviet Union to its knees, and it's bringing us to our knees, too. We've been there 10 years, and it's contributing in this huge deficit that we have. Those wars over there have contributed $4 trillion worth of debt in the last 10 years. So, yeah, I want to bring them home, and I think we'll be stronger for it. I think we'll have a stronger national defense, and we'll have a lot stronger economy. If we're serious about straightening this mess up, we have to deal with foreign policy as well as monetary policy and fiscal policy and tax policy.
So there you go. Listen, and guess what? These neocon chicken hawks will not acknowledge that more than all the other Republican candidates combined, active duty U.S. service, military personnel, and retired support Ron Paul more than President Obama, more than double President Obama as well. You know, this is the thing. They cannot acknowledge what was just said there, the distinction and difference between the two. They will run this country into bankruptcy and beyond in this idea that they must kill everybody that looks different than us or that has a different religion than us. That's not to say there's never been a Muslim that wanted to kill Americans, but there are reasons behind all of these things that go much deeper than the superficiality of saying, oh, they hate us for our freedom.
Yeah. And, you know, I got to say, Robert, that statistic that you were just talking about, where the active and inactive military have donated more to Ron Paul than all of the other candidates, including Obama, combined.
Yep.
that particular statistic, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for that to come out in a debate. But I don't think we're going to see that happen, because if it did, that would be a powerful message to the people that are watching the debate. But I don't think it's ever going to come out, because how can any of the Republican candidates
They're done.
How can they respond to that?
There's nothing they can
say. What are they
going to
do? They can say, oh, well, the military people don't know what they're talking about. You can't insult the military people. They're just dumb. They don't know. No, you can't do that. There's no explanation they can give for that.
Listen, if you want to support the troops, bring them home. Defend our nation. Help restore our economy. Tomorrow is the Tea Party money bomb. It is an extraordinary day. Let your voice be heard. Let's support the candidate who supports us here that love liberty and love health freedom. And do what you can. Whatever little bit you can, I'm encouraging it. As I said, I'm going to do so as well. I've been holding out for this event, particularly because I want to see this splash out. This is the time. The time is now to change the world. As I said, one little thing we can do at a time. And we do it 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, one day a week with GCN. And greatly appreciate the opportunity to visit with everybody wherever we are right now, in your iPads, computers, and your cell phones, in your car now, everything, everywhere. We're glad to be here. Don, Super Don, thanks for all your help today. It sounded great.
Absolutely. And here's to a very successful money bomb. And let's see if we can break that record we had last year. That would be sensational.
Yep. Tomorrow, Dr. King, Healing Revolution, some other surprises as well. We'll give you those updates. Thank you to Judy Irwin as well. Thank you to Michael Bolden of the 10th Amendment Center. Remember, until tomorrow, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.